Now, let's talk about injuries and body fluids. Use the following safety precautions. First, participants who are bleeding must leave the activity until the bleeding is totally stopped. In order to return to the activity, all soiled clothing must be removed and staff will find a clothing alternative. The wound must be cared for appropriately before returning to the activity. If you happen to encounter what you suspect to be blood or other bodily fluids, do not clean it up unless you have proper training and use personal protective equipment, and keep others away. All potential exposure incidents must be reported to your supervisor or the camp director immediately. In all cases, promptly notify your supervisor and aid him or her in completing the workplace injury report.